So a week for perhaps the first time this season where you've been able to focus entirely on football, nobody's going to be able to be sold or gone off on international duty, that must have been a relief.
No, it's been good. It's been good to get the players together and try and find a way of you know, integrating everybody. Obviously we brought a couple of players in as well. Johnny's first week really of training. And I have to say he's been fantastic around the place. Obviously it's no surprise. He's been brought up properly and good background. And he's been good with the players. I think the players have responded to him already.
That must be reassuring to you when you sign a player like that, especially if he's come from a club like he's come from. You must be pretty confident.
Well, you're going back, I think, from taking Russell Beardsmore when I was first at Bournemouth as manager. That's going back a long time. And Russell was absolutely fantastic. Couldn't believe his attitude. And then going back to Stoke when I took Shawcross when he was only 19. You know, they brought up the right way.
The Derby game is obviously a very big deal for everybody who lives around here.
Yeah.
Everybody's very excited. Do international players, both teams have got players from all over the world, do they get that?
I think so. I think you'll get the vibe tomorrow, you know, going to the game, seeing the atmosphere and listening to the atmosphere. It's, you know, they're great games to be involved in. You know, for me, it's I don't worry about anything else apart from what a great occasion and a great opportunity and a great chance to show how good they are as individuals and as a team.
It's important for both clubs that the football is what we're talking about at 5 o'clock tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's most probably the biggest disappointment last year. And, you know, the thing that disappointed me most, I think you take it on the chin, obviously losing in the way we did, especially the first game and then the second game. We were a very good first half, should have scored a couple of goals, didn't. And then Villa ended up, you know, beating us. I think 2-0 wasn't a fair reflection of it, but they beat us. So you have to stick your chest out, stick your chin out, and walk out and take it the way you should take it. And I think most of our supporters did. I think most of our supporters behaved exceptionally well. But, you know, you have to realise and recognise within 45, 50,000 people, whatever was there for that cup game, there's always going to be a certain element of idiots who gone there hell-bent to cause trouble, and that's what I was really, really disappointed about. You know, instead of going there to enjoy the occasion and the game and watching two teams go head to head, you know, really at each other, they took it a little bit further, which spoiled the game.
Just with Tim Sherwood this morning mentioning Derby games and the occasion, he said he tells his players, the last thing he says is stick to the plan, remember the plan. Do you have to remind players not to get involved in the occasion?
No, I think, you know, I always think players should go on their own instincts in games. As soon, you know, they work through the week and you put things in their mind during the week. Once they go and cross that line, then hopefully they've taken what you've said on board, and within that framework, go and play on your instincts. You know, go and enjoy yourself and work hard and put it together, put that together. And as a manager, there's nothing better than getting a team that actually goes across the line and you know, you can recognise as your team and the team that you've worked with. But within that framework, having the balls really to express yourself as well.
Has there been a buzz around the training room? Have you noticed it?
It's been better this week because we've had the players together this week for the first time, and this is the first time we've had this group together. You know, we signed a couple of players in the window, a couple of players have left, so this is the first time we've had this group together.
Do you go there in a Derby game with a different approach, or is yours the same approach every single game?
Yeah, my approach is yeah, you want to win, and they know that, the players know that, and I just thought, like I say, I just hope we'll work today. We've still got to do bits and pieces. We'll work today, and then when we come away from it, you hope and pray that when it kicks off at 3 o'clock tomorrow, that they stand up and, you know, do what they're capable of doing.
Throws up funny things, and Jolyon Lesker quite quickly playing against his old club.
Yeah, it's all set up for Jolyon to score a goal or whatever. I think that's what you were trying to say.
No, not at all. Yeah, if I wasn't asked.
Yeah, I'll never be surprised to be surprised at what happens in football games, and especially local derbies.
I think he always made it clear if he ever had the chance, he'd go to Aston Villa. That was his lifelong ambition.
Well,
so there's no surprise.
You know, I spoke to Jolyon on numerous occasions, and you know, Jolyon's a great lad. He's, you know, really enjoyed his company, and he was a good player for us. And what happens in conversations between the two of you really should stay in conversations between the two of you. But, you know, I wish him all the best. He's a good lad. And, you know, I hope he has a, you know, couple of successful years at Villa, as long as we're better than them and we win derby games.
Starting Sunday.
Yeah.
Just finally from me, Vaz Tay, can you update the Albion fans on where you are with him?
Yeah, we've got 21 players in the squad, and three of them are goalkeepers, so we've only got 19 outfield players. So, you know, we need, and we've got room to bring a couple in.
You don't buy all this stuff about local derbies being just another game, do you?
Of course I do.
Of course you don't.
No, they're great games, and they're games that players should savour. They're games that you should really, really work during the week on preparing the players for, both mentally and physically. Because mentally they have to keep their heads, and physically they have to be ready for the demands.
When there were just British players involved,
it was different.
He said, stroking his grey beard.
Yeah.
They meant even more, didn't they?
Especially, yeah, it was different.
If you were local born.
It was different. And I think that goes without saying, because there's that thread between yourself, the community, and your football club. And I have to say that, you know, people from abroad always ask me, you know, what is English football like? Why are you so passionate? And it's because supporters are just embedded in their own club. It's different. They're so passionate and so aligned to that football club because they were born there, or they'd signed up as a supporter from their dad, you know, before they were even in or out of nappies, and they've just kept following them. And it's tribal. That's the best way of saying it. It's tribal.
And in those days, players used to go down the pub, fraternise with the punters, go down the petrol station rather than getting people to fill the cars up for them.
I'll go better than that. They actually used to travel to the games on the buses with the supporters. So they, it was much more, but we're talking in the past and the good old days. But we mustn't say that anymore, must we?
Well, let's talk about the current season. West Brom haven't been very good, have they, Tim?
No, we haven't played as well as what we played at the back end of last season. I think there's no doubt about that. And we're... obviously, we're trying to find some form. Having said that, we've kept three clean sheets in five games. The two games we've lost have been against Chelsea and Man City, so there's no disgrace in that. We could do a little. We could have played a bit better, but the results haven't been too bad. And when you think you throw in an away game against a newly promoted team early in the season, you throw in another game against Southampton, who finished in the top eight last year, and Stoke, who finished in the top eight again last year. So it hasn't been too bad a start, although we haven't played very well.
Side of Berahino, I can just see you moaning and groaning at the mention of the very name. But one thing interests me, if he scores a winner against Aston Villa, I think a lot of West Brom fans will soon forgive him what's going on.
I think a lot have. I think a lot understand that the kid's very, very ambitious and wants to do well. The problem with it all along is that, and as I've said before, we all make mistakes. And with hindsight, you wouldn't make those mistakes. Unfortunately, hindsight comes after you've made the mistakes. And I think given the chance, given the opportunity again, Sado wouldn't have behaved the way he's behaved in this situation. But he's been influenced by third parties, not just agents, but third parties. And the important thing is that he puts this behind him and stands up and gets on with his football and shows people how good a footballer he is. It's also important that everybody gets behind him at this football club.
Including the players?
The players have been fantastic with him.
You've got a naughty chair in your office, haven't you, Tony?
I've got a naughty chair, and it's got Sido's name on it, and Sido pops in now and then.
Does he sit on it with a smile on his face, or what's going to happen now?
No, we've got a good relationship, and he's a smashing lad, and I do feel for him at times because, you know, the amount of people he has around him, you know, does affect him. And I don't want to go into it, but it's part and parcel of this wonderful world that we're living in and working in.
Do all the players know about your naughty chair?
A couple of others do, yeah. Yeah, I've had a couple of others in there, but Sido really commandeers it more than anybody else.
Does the paint come peeling off the walls?
No, those days. Very, very rarely now. Much more mild-mannered. When you get to my age, you calm down a little bit.